Unit 7, pages 132 to 133. Exercise B.
Learning from nature. Today's world is one of amazing inventions in many fields. Modern technology has made it possible for many of us to enjoy a lifestyle that earlier generations could only dream of. As a result, we might mistakenly believe that nothing compares to the creativity of the human brain. However, the time has come to take our hats off to Mother Nature and turn to biomimicry, which means adapting ideas from nature and using them in our modern world. One such idea is the bullet train, which is a network of high-speed railway lines in Japan. The trains travel at very high speeds, between 240 to 320 kilometers per hour. Due to their speed, when the first models came out of a tunnel, there was a loud sonic boom, which made people living nearby complain about the impossible loud noise. In order to solve the problem, Eiji Nakatsu, a chief engineer, came up with a unique solution. Nakatsu, who loved watching birds, thought it would be wise to mimic the way kingfishers smoothly dive into the water, using their beaks to catch fish. He redesigned the front end of the train so it would resemble the bird's beak. As a result, the new model was much quieter and even used less electricity. Another example can be seen in the wind farms designed by students from Caltech University, California. When fish swim in large groups, the ones in the lead create spirals in the water. These spirals help the ones behind them swim upstream while saving energy. Placing wind turbines next to each other in groups has the same effect. When the first wind turbines start moving, they create spirals in the air, making the other turbines spin even before the wind hits them. This results in 10 times more wind power. Janine Benyes, founder of Biomimicry Institute, says success in nature is not only taking care of the next generation, but making sure 10,000 generations from now will benefit from a world suited to their needs. She points out that the answers about how to create a world which will enable this are all around us and suggests rethinking how we can replace our old industrial chemistry book with nature's chemistry book.